One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to your Red Men Daily News. I am Paul Meach and I'm joined by Bailey Shaw for this one. Hi, Bailey.
Hello, Paul. I love your shirt.
I have converted into my Champions of Europe sixth time it came today. I'm so made up for the people, less so for the podcast listeners, but more so for the... Yeah. Wow. I'm not normally big on like the gimmicky name and number thing, but I
make an exception.
It was like, take my money, take all of my money when I saw the first pictures of that. So yeah, there you go. That came, it's boss. It's the first time I've actually properly worn the home shirt because I got the ones we got sent for the preview stuff were all mediums and I put it on and it was like, it was basically like the Spider-Man black suit. It was, I was poured into that. So no.
Yeah, I did a Stan 11 show in that medium shirt and it was like,
check out the gun show.
Well, more. Look up the ale I've been drinking.
Yeah, great. There is some images of Liverpool's third kit that's been leaked. I've done a video over on my channel. I'll show a little bit more of that later on because it is currently 2 minutes away from being uploaded. We're going to dive into it. First things first, before we get to the news stories, and the news stories are as follows. Ousmane Dembele linked with Liverpool once again. And more on Bruno Fernandes.
Mm. Hot topic at the minute.
And Luis Suarez has topped another very interesting list for no reason whatsoever, which we'll come on to. But yeah, anyone who follows me on Twitter will have seen this morning that we've got a new YouTube channel coming out. It's being launched on the 8th of July. That's the week the pre-season starts. Red Men News, this show. We're going to be doing this show every single day up until then, Monday to Friday. And then we're going to be moving it over to that channel when the match day stuff kicks off. There's real reasons behind this. If anyone really cares or is interested, I'm sure I'll talk about it more on the redmentv.com and what have you. But I think it's an interesting move. I think it's something worth doing because we love doing the new shows. But in long and short of it is that the other videos don't do as well when certain things do well. YouTube algorithm is basically shit. Yeah. And we're looking to combat that, but it should be very, very good. And some exciting content coming up nevertheless. Anyway, should we dive back into it?
Let's do it.
Bailey, do you want to kick us off?
Sure. So, according to this is the Metro, I believe.
Yes.
Again.
Yes, it's the first show I've done the Metro on of the summer.
The Holy Grail is the Metro.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Metro Sport Reporter. It's not even got a name attached to it.
Yeah, Metro Sport Reporter in the gossip section. So Liverpool have been offered Barcelona's Ousmane Dembele, but for huge transfer fee. Mm. Like every footballer in the world doesn't go for
Can I just, put, before we crack on with this, like the title of that, like I get it, like Liverpool offered Dembele for huge, you know, you try to take words out of headlines to make them fit.
Yeah.
There's no need for them to not have like the letter A. But for a huge transfer fee. Yeah. There's no need for that because they've got this whole space going on. Terrible. Terrible.
Metro Sport Reporter, sort yourself out.
Yeah, sort yourself
Go
out.
Go back to journalism.
Or speak to your sub. Anyway.
So, Barca have offered Ousmane Dembele to Liverpool this summer, but they want to recoup the hefty transfer fee they paid for the Frenchman. So, he joined Barca from Borussia Dortmund in 2017 for around £93 million up front and a possible further £36 million in add-ons. While the 22-year-old is impressed in patches, he's not quite lived up to the huge billing that surrounded his move to the new camp. The Catalans are now willing to move him on and have offered him to Liverpool, according to a report from Team Talk.
Brilliant.
Which suggests Barca would expect the initial fee they paid of around £93 million. Exactly. While Liverpool are not targeting a replacement for any of their front three, they are looking for more competition and the availability of Dembele could tempt them into making the huge signing.
We're going to see that line, like, because it's written really efficiently. I like the way this is done. Like, Liverpool, they are looking for more competition. It's like it's said really matter-of-factly, and we are generally getting this gist, but I love this. What I like is they're trying to do to us what we've been doing to Crystal Palace for so many years. Of like, we've basically overspent badly on a player. Yeah. He doesn't quite fit in. We think we need to cash in. We need to get some dough back to spend on players that we actually really want.
Yeah.
So we're looking to recoup as much as... Christian Benteke, anyone? Anyone?
Sacco.
So yeah, interesting. Dembele. He should be a bit more of a cult hero amongst Liverpool fans because he's one of the two players most responsible for Liverpool getting to the Champions League final.
True.
Him spunking that chance up the wall right at the end in the new camp should be held up as a great moment of the season. I don't think there's anything to this top line.
No.
We can dive into it.
So if you scroll down a little bit more, we'll see. So you see here, Nicolas Pepe is obviously a guy that's been linked with us in the past. He's also thought to be an attacking target for the Reds this summer, with talks thought to be underway over a £70 million deal. And that's where the intrigue lies for me. You know, £93 million for Usman Dembele, who it says has had now a total of 18 in 65 games since arriving. Not sold on him as a £93 million player.
No, he's never been worth that amount of money. He is, and Coutinho's this as well, is a knock-on effect of the Neymar summer, which Barcelona needed to go and buy players to replace, and they just went, and Dortmund went,
sure.
Go on, £93 million plus £36 million add-ons, and Barcelona went, sold, and he went, and laughed all the way to the bank, exactly what we did with Phil Coutinho.
Yep.
This is all very cleverly constructed from the Metro in terms of bringing the Nicolas Pepe. The talk's thought to be underway, which gives you a link back, presumably, to another Metro article, which I'm sure, yes, Metro, Liverpool open talks with Lille over Nicolas Pepe. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we'll see on that. We know that Klopp likes Dembele. We know he's been linked with us in the past. He has done nothing to justify that fee. If you're going to start to get around the 100 million territory for a backup, for a largely unproven backup as well.
Yeah.
I think I said this yesterday, I can't remember which player it was. It might have been the Mbappe stuff. Liverpool, I don't think would pay if he was 23 years old and he had 3 or 4 seasons of 10 goals, 15 goals, 20 goals.
Yeah. Like that,
you know what I mean? Like, exactly. Along those lines, I think maybe, but not so much.
Yeah, it's typical, very typical of the golden coach if we were talking about yesterday. It's no lie or coincidence that Coutinho and Dembele are the two players that seem to be up for grabs for the most for Barcelona. And it is, you're right, they've spunk too much money and now they're panicked.
Saleable assets. So people will take them, certainly, but I can't.
Don't think
I'm not sure who takes him at that price. Someone from the Premier League panic buying might take a punt on him. Watch us sign him for 93. Bruno Fernandes latest, we talked about him early on in the week. Now the Echo say we whisk off to Portugal, which the Echo live blog, always worth checking out for the latest updates on these things. The Correo de Manha are reporting that Liverpool have actually submitted a £40 million bid for the Portugal international midfielder. Manchester United, Inter Milan and Spurs are also thought to be interested, but the European champions have made their move, according to the report. However, Sporting are believed, I believe the midfielder are close to 6 million. Well, I've just gone out of my way to praise the Echo Live blog, and they've thrown
I've just made a sentence that doesn't make sense.
Dog of a sentence like this. This is once again, however, Sporting are believed the midfielder are closer to 60 million.
They've got this from the Portuguese website and thrown it into Google Translate.
Google Translate, absolutely. So it remains to be seen what happens next. Is he someone the Reds should be targeting? I'll ask you that question. Is this Paul Gorst who's done this, actually? Oh, Gorsty. Paul Gorst has dropped an absolute bollock there. Let's let him know. Paul, update your sentences. So he's the one, I think we discussed, we did the Reds transfer roundup show on Monday. And we talked a bit about Bruno Fernandes, and that's the one that's had the most noise so far. The one that seems most likely, whether to Liverpool or not, but seems most likely that there will be a move.
Mm.
We've seen this, that basically he's being touted around by Sporting. Mm-hmm. They're going, right, here you go, here's a player, here's roughly what we're looking for.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like there's been any takers, but you know, doubtless if you skipped over to like the United Stan channel, I'm sure there'll be Bruno Fernandes videos all over the place.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he's being linked to pretty much every club who's half decent with a bit of
money. Yeah, and it obviously the one we did yesterday regarding him was that we were offered him and we said no. So then the update on that now is that we are supposedly have launched a £40 million bid, and I know that he's got a £100 million release clause. I don't think that Sporting are going to ask anything close to that. And I like the fact that we've jumped in and felt the waters out. Because, you know, as a team, like I say, if you're looking at the other teams that are interested, none of them have the pedigree that we have. You know, they've not just come off the back of a Champions League. So I don't think it's a bad move from us, you know, to start low and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, if Liverpool are even interested, you know, there's no talent at this point. There's so many of those, and the always thing to watch out for in these articles is when a quote is something is made to look like a quote, but it's not.
Yeah.
Single inverted commas around a word or sentence is not a quote. It is bullshit made up by likes of the Metro to make you think as though they've got a source, and not often they haven't. Something a little bit lighthearted while we wait for you to bring your comments in. Let us know your thoughts then on the three players we've discussed so far and the rumours about how likely you are based on what you've seen and what we've discussed so far. ESPN UK. Luis Suarez has been voted the greatest sporting villain. Not like today.
Yeah.
Ever. Ever.
Any sports ever.
Now, I get it. What they should be saying is the greatest, like, sporting pantomime villain,
yeah.
As in, like, someone, you know, the one you love to hate, but really no one genuinely. I mean, there will be people who genuinely hate Luis Suarez. He is a massive knobhead after all.
Yeah. Do you know the best thing for me is that the reason most people hate him, apart from him being a Diego Costa like terror who's also on the pitch, is that he bit three people.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson bit someone's ear off.
Yeah. And also, I mean, without delving into the legality of the things, Mike Tyson went to actual prison.
Yeah.
For things you can Google them, or you can ask your dad what Mike Tyson did.
And that's just on the list.
Joey Barton went to prison.
Yeah.
Banned from football, only number two. Yeah. I mean, Joe's really a fan, but like someone pointed out, sporting villains. Yeah. Now, let's not, I mean, we're doing this on a lighter tone, but Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah. There's just way more.
Genuine, like, caveat it, ESPN. Make it seem jokier. Put some funny emojis on your graphic.
Yeah.
Because Oscar Pistorius.
Is there a difference between villain and criminal?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point?
Yeah. This isn't the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because where there is often a difference. You know, like pantomime villain, cartoon villain.
Yeah.
You know, this is not Dick Dastardly. If it was like Dick Dastardly, put Dick Dastardly in there, yeah, alongside there, and you go, ah, I get what you're going for. But like, yeah, Lance Armstrong. Surely Lance Armstrong has
literally
got to be the greatest. You know, if we're not even going down the line, he's not murdered anyone. If we want to not to go too deep,
yeah,
on it, Lance,
yeah,
Armstrong. Let us know your thoughts then. Keep your comments coming in. Si, what have you got for us?
Starts off with a couple of super chats. We've got one from Kai Domer.
Thank you
very much. He said, Chelsea signed Hazard after winning the Champions League. We have a golden opportunity this summer to close the gap to City. Standing still will be a huge mistake, and I'm worried that's what we are doing.
Yeah, I see a lot of this stuff. I'll be honest, mate. If you're worried, you're worried, aren't you? I don't get that, to be perfectly honest. I don't get the worry, because the idea of Liverpool standing still, I think it's nonsense. I think Liverpool now are a better squad than they were the minute the final whistle was blown.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like two weeks, three weeks or whatever since
the
final. We're going to be a better side for these teams playing pre-season. If you put Plug Brewster in, all the young kids being a year better. Trent Alexander-Arnold. I was going back through the comments. I'll talk more about it in weeks.
Yeah.
I've got a book coming out, and it looks back at the reactions to the Liverpool season. And people looking out and going, Trent, and people are like, Trent's best right back in world football. There were times, like, only a few months ago, people saying he wasn't good enough to play for Liverpool, yeah, which is balmy. So, you know, the point is that Liverpool are going to be better. I think people have got this in their heads because we can. Because in footy manager tiers and chat manager tiers, sought by interested, when you're a top Premier League team and you've won the Champions League, you basically can buy any player,
yeah,
in the game all of a,
yeah,
sudden. And that means that Liverpool should do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be made up to see Liverpool do this.
Yeah.
But Liverpool are always going to buy player based on the profile that they have created, not,
yeah,
search by interest in who's the best player we can buy, go,
yeah,
and buy that. Because Man United have been doing that for five seasons and it's achieved.
Look where
football.
It's gone. Yeah, no, I completely agree with that, mate. There was a great tweet, I can't remember which guy it was by now, but he basically listed, you know, we've now got Oxlade-Chamberlain back, we've now got a full season of Naby Keita. Like, there's so many pros that you can take just from our team that are going to help us kick on into next season. And of course signings will help, and I think we will make signings, but we can, right, you don't, the Mbappe stuff's funny because you're like, oh, we can take this as less of a joke now because,
yeah,
we could actually sign this guy, but the reality is we're not going to, and and that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've got a few more super chats we'll try and get through quite quickly.
Yeah.
LFC Aaron said OJ Simpson. Yeah, he's definitely a sporting villain, isn't he?
Someone tweeted me back about that the other day and said,
he's on
he wasn't
now.
convicted of murdering anyone. I was like, Okay.
But he has since been convicted of other things, so yeah. Either way, he's still a villain.
He's definitely a villain.
Flynn Selke says, watching from Australia, get a new backup keeper. I think that's probably on the agenda.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think almost certainly Dave Maddock in the Newsroom podcast that I recorded with him last week said that's going to be high on Liverpool's list.
Yeah.
So much. If Mignolet just decides, you know what, I'm all right. I'll do another season. I don't think Liverpool will go in for a backup goalkeeper. No. But if he does go...
Of course, you've got
absolutely them. Certainly. Yeah. We'll have to go for one.
And then DXSH Tempers again, man. Thanks very much. Says, yeah. If we buy Fernandes, we would have to play him as attacking mid and stick to a 4-2-3-1, or can he play centre or defensive mid? And we can also play the 4-3-3 that Klopp favours.
I think it's worth pointing out that we've signed so many players or moved players around that don't be surprised. You know, look at the players we started the season with. We've played, you know, God, we played Gini Wijnaldum in the false nine at one point this season.
I
know, yeah, against Barcelona away. But like Firmino's played in a couple of roles. We've seen Adam Lallana play multiple roles in his time. Gini Wijnaldum's the best example of it. He's literally played every position on the park. No one would have thought Gini Wijnaldum was going to be one of our better options in the six when he was a left winger at Newcastle. So,
and again, that's all alluding to the fact that every season that we progress through with Jurgen Klopp, they get better as players with the more experience. And Bruno Fernandes would be where Oxlade-Chamberlain would normally play. You know, if you're going off your strongest 11, you'd have Fabinho, then either Henderson or Milner or Wijnaldum, and then you'd have your Bruno Fernandes slash Ox up in that higher position. But who knows, under a year of Jurgen Klopp, he could be a more number 8 style player. We don't know.
I think that's it. I think we talked about this again on Monday's Reds transfer roundup, that Klopp will want more goals from midfield.
Yeah.
Simple as. So if you're going to get someone like him, don't be surprised if you either see him maybe doing it every now and again, dropping into the front line, you know, as a false nine, but moreover, someone who's driving from midfield, who's arriving late, looking to score goals, because we've lacked that for Coutinho. Go on, Si, one last one.
Another super chat has just come in from Elijah. Says, thoughts on a left back up for Robbo?
By all accounts, again, I keep plugging it, but it's a brilliant show. The second part of the transfer special we did with Dave Maddock on the website, he talked about this. He doesn't think that Liverpool are going to go in for a left back this summer.
Because his belief there is that James Milner needs to stay at the club.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that by Klopp saying to Milner, you know, if you stay at the club, we'll give you the backup role to left back. But a lot of the times he references Maddock interview, and you've got to check it out, because a lot of your questions will be answered over there on that show.
Absolutely. As mentioned then, that is over there on the redmentv.com. There is a Redmen React. We talked about the fixtures last week. The Reds transfer roundup show is where we discuss all this stuff. We don't really have time to do this on the daily news show, but on Monday and Friday, every single week, between half an hour, depending on how much news there is, we're going to dive in depth and detail, answering more of these questions, having a real chat through what's going on with Liverpool and some of the general news stuff as well. So go to the redmentv.com. And sign up for that. Get involved. The summer football show on Wednesday, looking at some of the wider football transfers as well. A little bit of a focus on Madrid, which is very, very interesting indeed. So get over there. It's completely free for the first month, and it supports everything we do for free on the YouTube channel. So other than that, thank you very much for watching. If you've enjoyed the video, drop a like on it. And we're back at 12:30 tomorrow for more Redmen Daily News.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.